The coast rental market is now one of the least affordable in the country, with new data showing tenants are paying a third or more of their household income. Here, much of the region is now classed as unaffordable or severely unaffordable, with the average weekly rent for a house nearly $750. National Shelter's John Enger says supply isn't keeping up with demand.
We've seen a lot of people post-COVID continue the tree change and sea change to go to regions. So we're now seeing vacancy rates, that is how many properties are available, hover around 1%.
A double whammy for the Sunshine Coast today as we swelter through heatwave conditions and then prepare for potentially severe storms later. Philip Hennefey from the Weather Bureau says Nambour is set to reach 35 degrees and 36 in Gympie.
We will see temperatures into the mid to high 30s at times. This week, peaking by Thursday. But it's also going to combine with very humid conditions as well. Dew points getting up into the low, even mid-20s through the midweek period.
No charges have been laid over a fatal pedestrian accident at Noosaville on Sunday. A 17-year-old boy died when he was struck by a vehicle around 2 a.m. on Claude Batten Drive. It's understood the teen had been lying on the road at the time after he'd become separated from his friends. The 19-year-old male driver tested negative to a roadside drug and alcohol test. And Sunshine Coast Council is hosting a number of events across the region to mark Disability Action Week. This year's theme is Communicate, Connect, Create, to focus on the importance of accessible communication and aims to show how everyone can play a role and make simple changes to improve access for all.